Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Last day. Excited? Today, I'm going to talk about a project with a community health center and a network of a community health center, an organization that represents a network of CHCs, on a collaborative project that actually started, in some sense, back in 2005. When we put out the first NIH proposal, we didn't get it then, and we tried me representing UC Berkeley and also the Association of Asian Pacific Community Health Organizations and also Asian Health Services in Alameda County, an FQHC. But we didn't give up. We kept trying, and this was it wasn't because, you know, we didn't have money and we will give up, but we kept persisting because the community in Chinatown in Oakland really felt like this was an issue. We worked with the Patient Leadership Council in Asian Health Services and also with APCHO's Chinese Community Advisory Committee to really to continue to envision during this period. Finally, in 2008, we got funded through an R21 mechanism. And we move forward, and here we are presenting some of the preliminary results from that partnership project. I don't have any relationships to disclose. The presentation is going to outline some of the significance, the project aims, design, the intervention, the evaluation, some key informant interviews, thinking about dissemination plans, and project team and community advisory committee members. In the presentation, I'm going to talk from the research side, and UC Berkeley was really the lead on that, and the Association of Asian Pacific Community Health Organizations was the lead on the community side. Significance: diabetes prevalence among Chinese Americans estimated to be 2.5 times higher than the general U.S. population, and roughly 5 to 7 times higher for Chinese Americans than Chinese in their native countries. Clearly, there are a number of barriers, particularly immigrants, in terms of access to care, lack of orientation, to patient navigation, lack of cultural proficient care, insurance, so on, limited English proficiency. For this project, based on those preliminary significance, we felt like it was very important to engage the Chinese community through a partnership to really better understand these issues and challenges and to assess the community needs and resources, in this case in Greater Oakland Chinatown area, to develop a culturally and linguistic tailored diabetes intervention as part of this R21. And also a part of this is to design, implement, and pilot test an innovative patient-centered intervention to address barriers for Chinese diabetics at a health center. Compare the outcomes of the new approach with usual care, assess the feasibility for this on a larger scale, and examine costs. Today, we'll focus primarily on the patient surveys and the key informant interviews we have conducted, but we've also conducted a number of other types of research. Overall, again, this is a collaboration between the three organizations, APCHO, Asian Health Services, and UC Berkeley. Asian Health Services serves a lot of monolingual Chinese immigrants, roughly 70%. Certainly, most of them are low income. We also conducted focus groups, and we also, as part of this process, developed a nutritional curriculum for the medical assistants. We evaluated the team care approach. This was based on the Thomas Bodenheimer's model at UCSF, which is a primary care model. I'll talk about that a little bit further later. For the team care intervention, it's really a focused on medical assistants who are trained to act as health coaches for diabetes patients. at the clinic, a pre-doctor's visit. When the patient comes to the clinic for a physician visit, and then after the doctor's visit, and then follow up. At the same time, there's also a visit after each clinic visit with a nutritionist, and then a follow-up with a nutritionist. And it wasn't tested in community health centers, Bodenheimer's model. Yeah, but we tested it, and also it wasn't really tested in Asian populations, so this was the first time this was being done. And as part of this activity currently, since 2008, Asian Health Services has enhanced their health coach training curriculum through a nutritional curriculum we developed. Also, it has expanded to other medical units within the clinic, including, initially it started at one unit and then expanded to a second medical unit in the clinic. Now it's also being implemented at a new health center branch for Asian Health Services at the Frank Kiang Medical Center. Going over the evaluation of the team care intervention, we enrolled 95 patients from the intervention and control groups in the study. 92 subjects had follow-up HbA1c test results and were included in the analysis. A second analysis we also did included 78 patients who had HbA1c results between 5 and 8.5 months after the initial baseline physician visit. The study participants are those who have type 2 diabetes, 18 and older, are and of Chinese descent, and had HbA1c between 6 and 11. We interviewed these patients, also had medical extractions when they entered the study, and approximately at 3 and 6 months later. A preliminary assessment, in this case, we see the control group versus the intervention group. Preliminarily, we see there are trends where the intervention, going by demographics, I'm gonna go to the HbA1c later, but demographics, you could see the average age was similar, more were women. Demographics, in terms of primary language spoken, you could see most are Cantonese speaking. Average years of participants living in the US, 16 years. Thinking about education, you could see a majority of them in both groups had less than high school graduate. And then looking at financial resources met daily needs, you could see somewhat adequately at the most, and then many are also not adequately. And then looking at insurance status, many of them are under public insurance and then or uninsured. Not surprising, it's an FQHC. Looking at self-reported health status, we could see a majority of them reported poor or fair or poor health. Number of years since first diagnosis, roughly 9 years. Looking at the effects of HbA1c preliminarily, we could see there's a slight decline in the intervention group, but it wasn't significant. And looking at the effects in terms of HbA1c not well controlled, we could see there was significance, less than 0.05, for HbA1c not well controlled at 6 months between the intervention versus control unit. Looking further at thinking about sensitivity analysis, the first one looked at overall, and this one looked at only at the 6 months when there's only between 5 months and 8.5 months HbA1cs. The other had a broader range at the 6 month level. It's been a challenge, I guess, certainly trying to get the patients lined up for a research study when they come to see the physician and get their HbA1c's at a different point in time. And it's really been a challenge. For this one, looked at patients' six-month HbA1c between actually 5 and 8.5 months. And we could see as a trend, but the intervention unit had some impact, but it wasn't significant. Clearly, we're doing further analysis at this time, but certainly it's also important to think about expanding the sample size for a future study. Looking at sensitivity analysis again, looking at HbA1c, not well controlled between baseline and 6 months. Preliminarily, could see some trends. Again, just the power to detect a significant difference in change between the groups. It was only, 37% given the small sample size. Type 2 error, it's a possibility. We hope to do more propensity score match analysis and dose response analysis coming up. We also conducted some key informant interviews of providers about before and after this intervention. A physician, a medical assistant, and a dietitian in the intervention unit, as well as one each in the control unit, just to get a sense of what they thought. And the intervention, preliminarily, they thought they may be improving diabetes care anecdotally. They also talked about a diabetes program in Oakland, Chinatown that was taking place at the same time. And then some general themes the key informant interviews talked about patients lacked understanding about compliance as taking Western medications. Patients that listen and are culturally sensitive to patient needs and beliefs are key to patient compliance. Coordination of diabetes patients, coordination of care is lacking, and family support is really important. Some of the dissemination plans certainly we're presenting here at APHA. We also hope to present, we recently presented at our Community Advisory Committee meeting, and certainly we hope to present at other patient leadership councils coming up, as well as through the newspapers, ethnic newspapers, as well as through scientific journals and others coming up. Just wanted to share with you can see this extensive project team. It was a labor of love as well. It's been great. And then this is a group of community advisory committee members from the area. And here's a photo at Agent Health Services of everyone. I want to acknowledge the Office of Behavioral and Social Science Research and the National Institute of Nursing Research. Thank you.
So we do have time probably for one question or comment.
I was wondering if you could share a little bit information about the intervention itself, or the specific things that you did in order to address the needs of the Chinese American patients that you serve.
Initially, when we were thinking about different approaches, we thought, maybe kind of a typical community health worker model, promotores model, we might be effective, and that wasn't successful. So we worked with Agent Health Services to really figure out something, and in part, the Chinese community, they really respect doctors, and as a part of this, we worked with UCSF Thomas Bodenheimer to really think through, and that we thought this health coach model would be effective. So then Thomas Bodenheimer came to Asian Health Services and did the training, and then we started to move forward there. And I think it's really important to tailor it, in this case, ethnic-specific populations, in this case, for the Chinese, because of their respect for doctors. We thought this was an approach where we could utilize a community health worker, in this case a medical assistant, in a way that tied in more closely with the physician.
Okay, if you have other questions, we'll wait until the end. Thank you very much, Winston.
Sure.